Sunday, October 16th, head down to Sip Lounge at 1117 Granville Street to make sure you don't miss the Mole and Gava album release party. These Canadian-based house producers have been a staple in the dance music scene since their inception in 2009. Not to mention, they're DJs on Abbotsford's Civil Radio. Doors are at 7, and there'll be drink specials all night.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Some stuff we just heard there is Purity Ring, The Gay 90s, Sleigh Bells, and Crystal Castles. And I am reading right now about Occupy Wall Street. A lot of focus, a lot of media attention on that right now. I don't actually know too much about the details of it, and I'm not going to pretend to, but I know the gist of what's happening. So I'm reading this article right now about how Kanye West showed up at Occupy Wall Street. It's kind of ironic. He's just showing, which is good, he's showing his support and everything, but he shows up to this kind of protest against rich Americans who make all these kind of crazy financial things, and he shows up with a gold chain that they're saying is worth $25,000 or something. And he's just chilling there with the people, protesting against probably what he does. Gotta love Kanye West. What a funny man. And I'm also reading about the Amanda Knox case. I'm just, so obsessed with this case right now. I really hadn't heard about it at all before Amanda Knox kind of got acquitted. So I'm just, reading about all this stuff. And of course, she got convicted in 1997, so that was quite a while ago. I was too young to know what was happening. I was, six. So now that I actually can kind of understand what they're talking about here, it's just so interesting. And apparently they have a movie about it with Hayden Panettiere. The movie was made before the court appeal went through for her to get released. But basically, it's just a lot of crap with the Italian police being super incompetent, messing up the DNA evidence, so it's really interesting. A lot of details here that are just really cool to read. But yeah, enough ranting about stuff I'm reading about. Up next, I think we're going to play some Ostra and maybe some Braids. So we'll get that going. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the student feature hour. Actually, hour and a half, because technically it's 11:30 to 1. But let's just call it the hour, because it sounds cooler. So here's Ostra, Beat and the Pulse.
Thank you. got you under my dream circumstances. I forget all of your favorite dances. But if you ever crave for me, I know the sky. See, I got you.
Friday, October 14th at 560 Seymour. WinnieCooper.net and Mint Productions present Humans, Music Video Premiere Party. Vancouver's best electronic act will perform live with San Franciscan French house duo Loose Shoes and other special guests. A top secret after party will go down, but further details are only available at the show. Tickets available at the door for Humans Video Release Party, Friday, October 14th at 560 Seymour. For more information, visit www.winniecooper.net. Sponsored by CITR.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Just heard an ad for a Humans show coming up on October... I totally missed the date. But yes, Humans show is going to be coming up soon. I think it's actually at 560, if I am remember correctly. I'll check up on that. But yeah, Humans was performing earlier this year at UBC for our opening barbecue, our AMS barbecue. I actually missed the show, which is really unfortunate. But they played really awesome music, so if you're a fan of the electro kind of dance type of music, definitely go to the Human Show because it's going to be fun. Also, yesterday, Shindig round 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 just finished. Yesterday was Fistful of Snacks, the Ready and Tassels. I actually wasn't there, so I'm not sure who won, but I'm sure it was an awesome show. Shindig's always super fun. Next week, on Tuesday again, at the Railway Club, is going to be the Godspot, Honorary MD, and Velociraptor. That's a really cool band name, Velociraptor. Really into dinosaurs, I am, yeah. This new show, Terra Nova, is kind of a cross between Jurassic Park and Avatar, so it's super exciting. I'm really into this show right now. Lots of dinosaurs, which is awesome. Jurassic Park... it's one of the classics, in my opinion. But, yeah. That is what's going to be happening for the next few weeks. And I think right now you just heard some Austra, Washed Out, and a local band called Shaky Snakes. And really cool chill wave stuff. Apparently he records from his apartment. That's what it says on his website anyway. Maybe that's changed, but that's what I'm seeing. Next, let's play some Gobble Gobble, and I believe they're from Edmonton. And actually, I really need to stop calling them Gobble Gobble. They're Born Gold now. So let's hear some Born Gold on CITR 101.9 FM.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I am joined here now by Josepha.
Hello!
So I'm not by myself, which is really, really awesome.
Yeah.
I hate talking to myself.
Oh, it's so unfortunate.
Kind of makes me feel crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I get
the... Or like a Bluetoother.
Yeah.
Either crazy or like a Bluetoother, just yapping.
I know. It kind of freaks me out.
Bluetooth.
When people are on their Bluetooth.
When people are talking on their blue teeth.
And it's, I don't know, I just can't tell if they're talking to me or not.
Yeah, it's creepy. Little thing in their ear.
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Just so high tech, so millennium.
I know.
So millennium. It's the future. Blue teeth are the future.
Not iPads.
No way.
Blue teeth.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I don't know how they're going to improve the iPhone anymore.
Yeah.
They're probably going to have holograms soon. It'll be like Star Wars.
CITR is getting an app, which is pretty rad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's developing that again? Is it?
Technical people.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah.
We're going to have our own app.
Totally.
Some songs that we just heard is, or are, grammar. Gobble Gobble, Boring Horror. Flash Palace, Slow Beams. And a song called Julius by a band called Starfucker. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Star Effer.
Yeah. It's the actual full bad word.
It's spelled weird, though.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like, I don't even know. They don't have any vowels in it.
No.
Oh, well, sometimes they don't have vowels in it.
Oh, really? Oh, like Mastercraft?
Yeah.
That's how the cool kids do
it. I saw them in San Francisco this summer.
Oh, really?
It was so good.
Yeah?
I was blown away.
Mastercraft or Starfucker?
Star Effer.
Okay,
it's just because I hear everyone say Star Effer, so I just say Star Effer. Okay. I don't know.
It's early. I should probably say Star Effer.
There might be children listening.
And then we also played a song called Ozone Exciter by Shaky Snakes. He followed me on Twitter.
No way.
Yeah.
That's such a rad name, Shaky Snakes.
Yeah. He followed me on Twitter, and then I was like, dude, you're cool. I'm going to play one of your songs.
Ah, nice.
And then apparently he's like super happy.
Aww.
Right now, which is super cool.
I would be too.
Yeah. If you're out there listening, I really like your songs.
Or if you're on Twitter, check that out.
Yeah. Do you have Twitter?
No. I don't feel like I'm with it enough to, like, I really understand it.
What do you mean?
Like, just little, like, I don't know, like, stuff like that. Just iffy, sketchy. It's the government.
Where do you live?
Like, the government trying to get at us.
Oh,
that's what
okay.
It is. Twitter's sketchy.
What are those, like, conspiracists?
No.
That are like, government is out to get me, they're watching.
Blue teeth.
Blue teeth. They're, like, tapping into all my conversations.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy, though.
That would be. Just 1984 all over again.
Yeah, I've never read that book, have you?
Yes, I have.
It's kind of like that.
It's worth reading.
Right? Yeah, maybe I should.
Hello, someone in the window. Ciao.
Hey.
Ciao, Bella.
Megan is here. Megan is our sponsorship. Oh, no, not sponsorship, sorry. Our advertising coordinator. Yeah, I'll give you a mic. There you
Hi,
go.
Hi, Megan.
Weekly pop-in, say what?
Yeah, you guys just had a meeting. What was the meeting about?
Just staff stuff, just staffing it up, being staff.
Cool.
Talking about strategery.
I like strategery. Strategery is good. So how was your Thanksgiving weekend?
It was quiet. We went to the film fest on Sunday.
What did you watch?
There was an interactive movie called Sephirosa, which was basically like watching someone play a really cool video game, which is not really what I wanted to do. But we got to see, it was called Benda Bilili, I believe. It was a documentary that was really good.
Where's it from?
It's Congolese. It's French, but it was Congolese, about a Congolese band.
French films are the best.
It was just a doc, though. It wasn't like a tasty. Oh. It was all about this band, and it was really good. And then we did a series of shorts on water, half of which were amazing.
Yeah.
Other half were not amazing. Oh. But that's what you get. That's the fun part about going to festivals.
Yeah, totally. I spent all day there like a couple weeks ago.
You wrote about it for Discord?
Yeah, I did. Oh, no, that was for the screenings, though.
Oh, okay.
But I actually went, I got a pass from CITR, and I spent like 10 hours there, watched like some really good films.
Volunteer for CITR, guys. You get passes for cool stuff.
Oh,
music,
yeah.
Film,
for
sure. Pre-books.
I got to go to Family Jams for free.
Yes. So you're lucky because those passes went out like crazy. They're fast.
I didn't get to see the Andrew Bird one either, which was the other one we were, I think.
That was a really good one.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Andrew Bird is amazing.
Yeah.
You've
been letting me know.
I would marry him, just like putting it out there. Andrew Bird, if you're listening.
Really? But he seems pretty
like I have a boyfriend, but I think my boyfriend would probably marry him too, also, because he's
just
pretty great.
Little polygamy.
Do you know where he got the name of that documentary, though, Fever Year? It's because his entire tour, like year on the road, he was basically sick.
That's awesome. That's artistic. It makes good art. You know, you're all in a fever dream.
Totally. He would like be kind of going back and forth from like chills to like sweating profusely.
Ooh, it's intense.
And he just like performed anyway.
See, if we were married, I would have made him like chicken soup. And I would have taken care of him.
What a good, all down the artistic.
What a good wife.
Yeah, I would be a good wife. For like a week and then I'd get bored of it. I'd be like,
honeymoon phase over.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Let's get to some music. I think we're going to play, what do I lined up? Cool Man. They're from Abbotsford.
Nice.
I saw them in the summer at Zoo Shop.
Ah, nice.
And it's pretty fun. If you guys, you've been to Zoo Shop.
I
remember you mentioning. Mm-hmm. Have you been to Zoo Shop?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, when I first got there, it was kind of shady, but there's this guy's like, come in. And we're, like, climbing over ladders and stuff.
And beds and stuff. And cats. There were cats.
Oh, really? Did you have a cat
there? I cuddled a cat.
That's cool. Yeah.
Brain Fever played there on Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they came into the show yesterday. Yeah.
Nice.
Zoo Shop is cool. It's fun.
Go there.
Cool Man is fun, too.
Just
cool
do
Man
it.
Is cool. I'm going to play some Cool Man. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Get close to the mic.
Well, I got stomach cramps. I just spotted an Afghan. My friend works at Aldo's. Hope you got your dress suit. Why are you wearing skate shoes? I hope I find a washroom. That hat looks huge, dude. Hope you got your dress suit.
I bet you think we can't relate. Cause you live hot dogs. And you think they're great, but inside I know that you are wrong. I threw up twice before I wrote this song. I used to be afraid of packing heat, but now I'm just afraid of packing meat. Me and you are different cause you pray for a corn dog. Me and you are different cause you pray for a... Should watch what I drink. Can you believe I'm 24? Don't know what I think.
We'll be right back.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We just played some songs from Cool Man, Pop Levi. Sorry, my bad.
He looks like Ringo Starr.
Yeah, he does.
He's